folks. We're going to try this diaper test one more time. This is diaper podcast take number 3. And hopefully, it will be good enough as she is asleep. It's a really cool time to do it, but we want to wake up. So she knew very well when we're trying to change her diaper. And so you need this like that. So, she's going to see what we can do here. We got this diaper on the baby. He's stretching. I'm on a changing table right now. And so, I'm going to make sure she's okay. I'm going to open the wiping lid. Peel off the wiping dry thing. And then we're going to do this. Leave those tabs. Pull the diaper down. Put your legs up. Diaper away, grab a wipey, clean the bottom. The urine sometimes gets down there. And now we're in a moment. Ladies too. Ladies know that little girls have to be cleaned so that we don't get back a rash. So what we're going to do is we're going to part the baby, excuse the description, but I've already explained to you what I'm doing. Just slightly bleed a bit, and then we're going to take the wipey on the finger and just go straight. So bigger and it's it. Doesn't need to be clean much, but it does have to be done. Because if we don't do it, we will end up with diaper rash, and that's just not good. It's much good. It hurts them. So I'm gonna pull the diaper away, put a diaper pouch. And then we're gonna toss this. And we're gonna grab another diaper. Tabs in the diaper, and they go with the baby's head. Just the tabs kind of in a little part, and we've got to open the diaper all the way up. And then we're going to lift her to the legs. We're going to put the diaper under her. So, if we get her, there we go. Well, she's tired, she might pee. So we're going to line up like this. It's okay, baby. It's okay, and then up over between your legs. He goes up between your legs. It's okay. Daddy's gotta put your diaper on, baby. Make sure that this is... I'm gonna take these little tabs and fold both sides all the way down. I'll take the tabs. And close that end for that side. For the other leg. Make sure that it's around. I have a problem doing this sometimes, so I have to come back and fix my mistake. Close, and now... we're going to try to get a vest. Not like it. We have shorts. Tag goes in the back just like everyone else's clothes. You're going to slip a leg on your leg in here. It's important when dressing a baby, guys, that you figure out how the outfits go. Because if you don't, you're going to have problems. And babies aren't the most patient creatures in the world. I don't understand what's going on with them. Stand her up a little bit. She's leaning on me. She's half asleep. Which is good. Shirt's up on her. And we're going to see if we can't put this little shirt, this little tank top on her. It's hot outside, so we're going to see what we can do. Because I'm about to go to work. Somewhat supportive. Okay. I know you have. Yeah. Do it quickly. I'm gonna find this. Because you don't want fingers to get broke or anything. So I'm gonna sleep. Hang on, baby. Let's see your arm. Today, see your arm. Today, see it. There you go. We're going to put this other arm through. I've got to turn her shirt around in a second. But right now I'm just trying to get it on her. Pull this little shirt down. Hey, hon. Just a minute, baby. You can lay on me. She's still half asleep, poor girl. The little tank top is not on. I'm just going to put it on her shoulder so she can wake up a little bit. And that's how you get a baby dressed, unless she has socks and shoes on.
cut off a pump, do that, and put it on the right hand side. I'll see those later, and that's kind of how you change and dress the baby. Any questions? Ask Darren Duff and could have him contact me. But it's 1082-75-SBCGlobal.net. Again, 1082-75-SBCGlobal.net. That's my contact info. I'm not on the list yet. It's too high traffic for now. So I will talk to you guys later.